share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is a well-known fact that for students who are stuck at home, learning from home is a practice that is not as conducive, as there have been many reports of students struggling due to a variety of factors. The most common complaints seem to be the difficulty to focus, the lack of support available, as well as much more. The difficulties of learning from home are not even specific to students, as teachers have also expressed their dislike of the practice. Additionally, the sense of dislike does not stop at primary, secondary school, and university students, but it seems to also resonate with preschoolers. This is exemplified by Twitter user Nabil Hussein's post, which recently caught the attention of many other Malaysians. His post says, "My daughter broke down because she did not want to attend her online classes today. She was sat in front of her laptop crying with her mic and camera turned off." The post also included a video that featured him having to comfort his 6-year-old daughter who was crying on his shoulder. His daughter's breakdown drew Malaysians to share their experiences. Nabil's post, which has garnered close to 10,000 likes and over 3,000 shares, featured many other parents and teachers sharing experiences of young children not being able to cope with the practice of learning from home. One user said, "Those of us who are already adults also face burnout, what more the kids? They should be out there learning in a better environment. Sitting in front of a laptop is just so wrong for them." A teacher said, "Now I totally understand what my students feel like all this while. No wonder I always see this one girl who always threw a tantrum whenever she joined the online class. It's because it's been hard for them too. Although education is important, let's not push our children to the edge. Learning from home and working from home is difficult and tiring for everyone. Let's normalize taking a break from time to time because we all deserve it. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments." Also read, "Zoom fatigue is real. Majin teacher shares how she struggles with WFH and online classes." Source: Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Source: Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.